Hi, this is Lori Moylove with the Limitless Podcast, and today I have an amazing guest. Her name is Linda Folsom. She's from Canada and lived in New York, and she has worked on in production for 13 years, and she worked on several projects. Some of her projects include Cagney and Lacey, Dynasty, When Harry Met Sally, which I didn't even know this about Linda. Also, A Few Good Men, Boys in the Hood, before joining Walt Disney Imagineering. And at Walt Disney Imagineering, you produced for several attractions, and one of the most recent would be Soaring Around the World. You also are a mentor of Right Girl for many years, and you now have recently published a book that I'm so excited about. It's called Away With Words. I wanted to know, I guess, starting out, and publishing your first book, what kind of was the catalyst for you with the creativity of writing and figuring out how to publish and all that kind of stuff?
Hi, Lori. Indeed, I have been writing as far as I can remember. And the first time that my name was ever associated with publishing, I did an assignment for my high school English AP English class. It was write an autobiography. And the comment came back, wow, either burn it or publish it. And I did neither, but I have always thought about writing and always wanted to get published. But I didn't have the time when I was working full time at Disney. So that's the silver lining of COVID. I was forced to leave the work early ahead of my schedule, but it allowed me to have the free time to go back in and focus on the story. I had started the story that is the basis for this book probably 8 years ago.
Wow.
And have been doing different versions. And whenever I had some free time when I was traveling, I would sit down and tweak a little bit. But I didn't ever get a chance to really sit down and fully focus on it, fully break it down, laid out the timeline until I had all this time from COVID. And yes, it was exciting to get it done, but wow, self-publishing is definitely a different animal. I had opted to self-publish because I had researched what the path would look like if I tried to go traditional. And you could easily spend 2-3 years trying to find somebody who would be willing to represent you, and then for them to find a publisher willing to publish you, etc. So I decided I'm just going to cut to the chase. I'm going to take care of it myself. And I'm glad I did. I mean, it's been a really interesting learning experience. Lots and lots of things to learn. I actually did a little video about it and put it on my Facebook page, the Away With Words Facebook page. And I've had a few people comment that it was really useful to them.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's been a fun journey, an exciting journey.
Definitely. And I feel like with creativity, whether that's writing or any platform, especially, you know, coming from creating a visual media and doing producing, I'm wondering, has that kind of attributed to some of your book writing and other creative realms that you've been involved with?
Well, I have to tell you, I think what I did for my job didn't require so much creativity, which is why I always managed to be pursuing some creative outlet on the side. So at Disney, there was a writing group that I joined. And then when it disbanded, I resurrected it. That we've been meeting for about 25 years, the same
wow.
core group of people, with other people coming and going. You were part of it
yeah.
for a while and are welcome to always rejoin anytime. And then I also, as you said, volunteered with Right Girl. And that gave me as much as I gave it. As much as I worked with some wonderful mentees like Pierce, Bethany, and Isabel, I learned from the guests that Right Girl brought in to talk to the mentees and from interacting with the other mentors, all of whom were writers. So that was a wonderful support crew. So if you're not being creative on your job per se, then you find other outlets that feed that creativity and feed the need to explore things beyond the realms of your job.
No, totally agree. And I think like it's also cultivating that creative community. And so you kind of were a catalyst in that, in creating that creative community and bringing people together to work on their creative. And then also thinking about it, you working at Disney, you definitely helped structure the creatives so that they could keep moving forward. And I guess in that realm with creativity, can you kind of go into, and that kind of coincides with your book, like, did you kind of create a schedule for yourself? Did you create an outline? What did you do when you were writing your book?
Initially, I just wrote it, just spilled it. And then with the COVID time, that's when I started then to break down each chapter, what was happening, and put it onto index cards. And then I kind of juggle the index cards around to kind of see what flow I wanted. And then as I was reading it, I moved things around again or broke things up into shorter chapters so that I could do other things. And then I tell you, I used Fiverr.com to go out and have some beta readers read it. And I had everywhere from English professors to some teens, because it is a YA book. And it was really fun to get their input and their feedback. And one of them was that they missed some event. And I realized, oh, yes, that in my mind, I knew that it went ABC, but I had only written AC. And I realized I needed to write that that other context. So that was great. It gave me, I wrote another little short chapter or added on to a chapter. I can't remember. But either way, I had to add context. You know, so even when you break it down and you look at it and you try to edit it yourself, you really do need other people's eyes on it. I've learned that. That is really important. You cannot edit yourself. You're too close to it. You don't see it.
Yeah, so true. I mean, especially in getting feedback in any realm. I would say for creative, sometimes it's, oh no, I don't, this is my baby. I'm not sure yet. I want to get the feedback. But I think it's essential to get that feedback so it can just help add more to, you know, your creative stride.
Well, that's why I used Fiverr, because I was a bit of a coward. I didn't go to my writing group or didn't go to my friends. I went to strangers. So if they come back to me with, I hate this, this doesn't work at all, I'd be like, okay, nobody needs to know about this.
Well, yeah, I think sometimes getting feedback from people you don't know is more helpful, because sometimes they're close to you and they might not give you the full thorough feedback that you need to kind of elevate whatever content, whether, you know, it's writing songs, all the sorts of realms of creativity, media, you know, that's why they have like special screenings for films sometimes, because they want to get the feedback first, being like, oh, okay, this shouldn't be the ending, or that should be the ending, because this is how the audience received it. So yeah.
100%. Feedback. Yes. Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true.
And my one question for you is, what are some tools that kind of get you in the realm of, whether that's writing or putting projects together, what gets you in the realm of creativity? What kind of gets you started into it?
You know, reading other works, whether it's poetry, because I think poetry is amazing, how they can consolidate concepts and ideas and imagery into such a sparse format, because they have to be very precise with language. Reading that and other novelists. Sometimes I'll just pick up a book and I'll be halfway through it, and suddenly I have this urge that I've got to put this book down and I've got to go write, because it's just really inspired me. Alice Munro does that to me. There's a number of writers. Just it's amazing. Dorothy Allison, who I had the pleasure of actually taking a class with. So it's that and that, and taking classes is great. I've done that as often as I possibly could. I try to go on a writing retreat at least once a year, though COVID put an end to that. But like Aspen Words is amazing to go to if you can afford it, and just treat yourself, because being in that environment is so inspiring.
Yeah. Well, that is true. Like taking different courses and adventuring, and then also finding your community. My other question for you with creativity is, how, when you're stuck, because I feel like especially with writers, we think about writer's block and you're like, okay, I'm looking at the blank page and I'm not sure where to go. What are some things that you do for yourself when you're in that writer's block for some of our writers out there?
Free write. And the trick to that is you start yourself, you give yourself a prompt somewhere, you can find them online, you can just create one. I have a whole file full of them from various writing groups. And then I just open the blank page and you force yourself to start writing. And even if your first words are, I have no idea what to say about this, I know I can't write anything, suddenly stuff will come to you because creativity is a muscle. It's something that you need to work at. And free write is great because you are forced to not edit yourself. You're forced to just keep your pen moving and you can set a timer for yourself. You have to write for 3 minutes or you can do longer time. But that I found just really kind of greases the wheels, so to speak.
Yeah, so you get less stuck, because I feel like exactly. Sometimes some writers, they just are like, okay, I'm staring at the blank page, or they're like, oh, I don't want to jump in, or I'm trying to avoid this. What you're saying is you kind of just force yourself to free write, and that kind of is the catalyst to get you going.
Exactly. So you can't be afraid of that blank page. And I also find actually physically writing versus typing on a computer, there's a something about that hand to pen to paper connection that just works better than hand to keyboard to screen, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's different writing it by hand than like typing, like pressing T, you know, and whatever letters on the keyboard. Yeah. There's a different connectivity, I guess, to that.
Yeah. When I was writing the manuscript, that was all on the computer because obviously when you know you're going to do a longer format, you don't want to have to transcribe. At least I didn't. But for the free writes, absolutely 100% paper, pen, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, no. So you've talked about like getting a sense of community, free writing. What do you consider your one word connecting you to creativity?
I think it would have to be persistence, which isn't normally associated with creativity. But if you give up, if you let that blank page conquer you, if you write a manuscript because after the first draft you're not crazy about it, you're never going to get there. I think persistence in anything in life is the most important because there's so many people who just want stuff to come easy and they want it to just happen. And nothing good really just happens and just comes to you. Anything that you want to do and be successful at, you have to work at. You have to be persistent.
I love that word persistence. Like you think of top athletes, artists, creatives, you know, it's that persistence to keep, like you said, flexing that muscle and just free write and just keep going. One question for you I ask all my guests is where can some of our Limitless listeners connect with you or get the book?
Yes. Away with and words. Speaking of the book, there it is.
Oh my gosh, it looks great.
Thank you. Yes. And the artwork was done by a friend of mine, Vince Takis. So I appreciate his giving me original artwork of his to use. You can find me. I have a specific Facebook page for the book, which is you go to facebook.com and you do away, A-W-A-Y, not away, but away, .with.words.2023. And that will bring up my Facebook page. And I'm on Instagram as just at Linda Folsom. And I'm working on an author's page. But as soon as I have that, I will get that out on the Away With Word Facebook page. I am a little bit of a Luddite. So the idea of setting up a Facebook page has been, not a Facebook, but a Bluehost web page has been a little daunting. But I do want to get to that.
Well, I'm excited for your new book, Away With Words, and I'm so thankful to have you, Linda, on the Limitless podcast. I know our Limitless listeners, they're all a bunch of creatives, and definitely stay persistent. Like Linda said, you'll get to your goals. You just got to flex your creative muscles. So thanks so much, Linda, for jumping on the Limitless podcast.
Oh, Lori, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate being your guest. It's been fun.
Yeah, thanks.